You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Now on to a hunt for a different kind of quarry. And let me tell you, you're about to learn a whole lot of fun facts, like what a raccoon fur trapper in Columbia, Missouri has to do with cheap oil flooding the global market. Turns out it's a lot. Also, there's a raccoon fur market. Who knew? From member station KBIA in Missouri, Bram Sable-Smith, that's really the name, reports.
I'll bet your image of a fur trapper is of a bearded frontiersman wearing a raccoon skin hat with a tail dangling from the back. Meh, not so much. Dave Schleimer's got the beard, but that's about it. Driving the gravel roads near his home outside Columbia, Missouri, we pull up to his neighbor's barn. Most of his raccoon traps are set on the properties of his farmer neighbors who see raccoons as pests.
This guy here... My goodness, he'd go in there and there'd be three or four bags ripped open, feed wasting on the ground. And, oh, he's aggravated. And I don't know how many we caught in there. A dozen, maybe.
Catching raccoon is all about location, and Schleimer takes me to some primo trapping real estate. It's a little pond in the backwoods where raccoons go to scavenge food. But even though he's already caught 80 raccoons over the trapping season, today he's not very lucky.
I was hoping I'd have one in here. I set that the other day. I probably caught, I'll bet, 7 or 8 right here this year.
But catching more raccoons is the least of his worries. The real problem is what to do with the ones he's already got. That's because demand for raccoon furs is all but dried up. Dorn Miller's been a fur buyer in Missouri for 25 years.
When things are good, things are good. When things are bad, it's bad.
How are things right now?
Bad. Real bad.
Miller's got 25,000 raccoon furs in freezer storage right now. For the past 2 years, he hasn't been able to sell a single one. He's relying instead on other animal skins to keep his business afloat. There's a reason the bottom's dropped out of the raccoon market, Russia, and its oil-dependent economy.
We generally buy a lot of oil from Russia, so if we can buy oil cheap from Russia, they're not going to have the expendable capital to buy fur.
And that's a problem, because Russia is a huge market. Here's why. Raccoon looks a lot like silver fox, but comes at a fraction of the price. When the Russian economy took off in the 90s, so did demand for fur coats from the emerging middle class.
They were spending money on trips abroad. They were spending money in coffee bars and sushi restaurants. You had, you know, this tremendous inflow of wealth over about a decade.
Olga Olker of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says when oil prices plummeted a couple years ago, that boom came to a screeching halt. Tack on international sanctions over the Crimea conflict, and for the average Russian?
It means the prices have gone up, and your salary has probably gone down. You know, so you go into the store, and you look around, and you can't afford the things you used to be able to afford.
For a sense of what that's meant for the raccoon fur market, consider this. At the North American fur auction in 2013, raccoon furs were fetching about $25 a piece. Now, it's $4. Rob Cahill is the auction's VP of marketing.
It's really just shown it's hit a wall, that the market was almost entirely the Russian market. And then once you lose that one market, the game's up.
Which is why Dorn Miller's got 25,000 raccoon pelts in his freezers and no money to show for them.
At this point, today, I don't think I could sell a raccoon pelt to anybody. So it's about as bad as it gets right now.
But you're laughing.
It'll come around. It'll be good one of these days.
He's waiting for the next market to open up. Where's that? Go ahead and say it with me. China. In Missouri, I'm Bram Sable-Smith for Marketplace.